From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A leading Chinese general has dismissed U.S. comments that Beijing's deployments in the South China Sea intimidate its neighbors as irresponsible. Speaking at the Shangri-La Security Conference in Singapore, General He Le said that China had the right to deploy weapons on what he called its own territory. He said China's deployments were for national defense and are to avoid being invaded by other countries. Earlier, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said China's actions are not in keeping with previous statements made by President Xi Jinping.
China's policy in the South China Sea stands in stark contrast to the openness of our strategy. It calls in to question China's broader goals.
Six nations have claims on the South China Sea, a key shipping route through which trillions of dollars of cargo flows each year. Beijing has been building military bases, airfields, and missile sites on several islands in that channel. The Wall Street Journal newspaper reports that White House officials are making plans for a possible summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The report, citing a senior administration official, said U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has been in Washington to help schedule the meeting. People familiar with plans of the summit said its purpose would be to address long-standing differences between the two countries. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's